Order, you ready? All right, I'm going to call to order the FY 2016 budget hearing for today. And I've been informed that Councilman Hollins, Councilman Bell, Councilman Powers, Councilmember Kilpatrick, Councilman Redder will not be able to attend due to personal issues today. So I think we're going to be lacking in quorum for approval of the minutes. Let's see here. Yeah, we're one shy. Need one more vote. With that, today's FY 2016 budget hearing, and by the way, I'm Councilman John Cartier conducting the hearing. My legislative aide, Scott Collins, is taking the notes of today's meeting. Without the quorum, we cannot approve the minutes of the capital budget or the executive offices and county auditor budget, but we will, as soon as we can, at the next meeting regarding the FY 2016 budget. Today, we're going to review revenues, debt service, and contingencies budget. And for that, we have our CFO for New Castle County here today. Just please identify yourself for the record.
Mike Coop, Finance.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Council Chairman, Council President, Council Members.
Yes. And then let me, before we begin, recognize we do have at the table Council President Bullock, Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Tackett, Councilman Weiner, Councilmember Diller. And we'll get it underway, sir.
Okay, we're here today, of course, to present the New Castle County Revenue Summary, Contingencies and Debt Service Book. Today, I brought with me a few representatives from finance, one from assessment, and a few from the various departments. But we have Dave Del Grande and Russ Morris. You know Russ Morris and Dave Del Grande from finance, and Doug Sensabaugh from assessment, in case there's any questions about assessments. And I have a few departmental representatives from public safety and community services, in case there's any questions concerning grants or updates on grants. So anyway, if we go to the first page in a booklet, we have the fiscal year 26 recommended operating budget, which is here, fund proposed fiscal year 2016 expenditure budget. Look down, you'll see the general fund, revenue budget, sewer fund, lake fund, crossing guard. At the bottom, the interfund transfers between the show under general fund and sewer fund. These are the funds that will be transferred to the capital projects fund for vehicle purchases and IS costs. If you go to page two is the assumptions used in the calculation for the revenues. Licenses and permits includes fee increases by land use department. Page three is a historical general fund revenue base, showing the history of the expenditures on the revenue budget here. If we go to page four, we'll see the breakdown of the county tax dollar, where the monies go. Page five begins our revenue summary, which is the explanation of the components of the different revenue categories, starting off with our real estate taxes. You see on the graph below how the taxes have increased. The revenue coming in, although there is no increase in taxes requested again this fiscal year. Page six, more on the revenue. You'll see the graph showing the assessed value of our taxable property, how much has gone up over the years. We haven't seen an increase in our assessed values since, as you can see, back in 2009, when it was up 1.27%. This year, we're looking, projecting at 1.25%. Is all good. The chart, the numbers down below represent the taxes lost from exempt properties. Page seven, here again, deals with our assessment from fiscal year 2015-2016 and the new revenues generated 2009 through 2000, projected 2016. You can see our revenues are up considerably with the increase in the assessments.
Maybe if you could just explain that for the record.
The increase in assessment?
Yes.
I'm going to
pass this over to Doug, if I may, since he is the assessment guru here.
Yes.
Doug Sensabaugh, please.
Exactly. What's your question, sir?
Just in general, for the record, the increase in assessed value, because it seems like there's a, you know, increase in assessed value highly volatile here. We're an uptrend, but in 2013, obviously, didn't record an increase in assessed.
As the market conditions have gotten better, obviously the construction has started up. We are picking up more and more assessments on new construction.
Okay.
That's mainly the reason.
So this is from the improvements to existing properties and the new construction market?
Yes, both. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's a pretty steep increase.
Well, we're the largest development going up in Middletown, Bayberry.
Yep.
And they're just going gangbusters.
Okay. Also, Darley Green and Claymont.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
And you'll see later, Councilman, reflection when we get to the building permits, too. You'll see a tremendous increase in the building permits on a special grant on residential.
Okay. Councilman Weiner.
Yes, a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Oh, we do have a quorum. Councilman Street has joined us. Motion to
second.
Approve. Second. All those in favor?
I got one addition. One correction.
Yes. One correction to the minutes, yes. The motion is second, and we're discussing the correction.
Yep, it's very easy. It's just John's name, J-O-N.
Yes, that's correct.
Yep.
Jonathan. With special services. Husband. All right. Yes, sir.
So what happened to bubbles? No.
No, give us one.
Go ahead, I'm just playing.
Very funny. All right, all those in favor of the minutes as corrected, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed. All right, thank you. Moving along.
All right, on to page 8 then. The real estate transfer tax, this also reflects the strong changes in our construction out there, as Doug was just saying. Got the houses, permits, everything's going to pick up again. So RTT is picking up, although we're keeping it the same as we did for this past year. We're going to look at an RTT estimate of $26.2 million and a 24.1 is the 90% allocated for budget purposes. Moving on to page 9. This jumps over on the revenue summary side to the sewer charges and fees now. So you can see the average residential sewer invoice has continued to stay static since 2014. It's still at 293. The fiscal year 26 recommended budget also reflects under other service charges is our capital recovery fee increases that we anticipate coming in by about probably an additional $3 million from the sewer line that we put in down there in the Middletown area to bring the sewer back to back to our treatment plant, and the capital recovery fees come with that.
And just for the record, each new property built in the southern sewer area, as well as other areas in the county, I mean, maybe we can contrast that with Darley Green, but there is a capital recovery fee associated with that new construction.
And up north, there's one for the construction also. And the one down south is in the past when the sewer flows were going to Middletown.
Right.
Part of the rate structure, two-thirds of our capital recovery fee also went. Now, with the pipe and the flows going back to our treatment plant, 100% of capital recovery fees are coming back to us, which are now recognized as a current year revenue coming in.
Okay. So we're expecting to increase that by about $3 million over the last year's budget.
Yes.
And what is the approximate impact fee in the southern sewer area? It's not the same in the middle.
Capital recovery fee?
Capital recovery, excuse me.
It's all based on the estimated cost of, I guess, transmission lines, lateral,
okay,
treatment plant, and it's different for different areas.
Right.
I'm sure the, you know, length
to go
for the computation. Dave will help.
If I can help, Dave Belgrandi, Finance Office. Southern Sewer, the capital recovery fee is just a hair under $10,000 per connection.
Okay.
For the homes below the CMD now. And that money, that is tied into an indice based on inflation. So every July 1, we adjust based on inflation right here.
What about north of the canal?
It depends upon where the home is located in regards to the treatment plant and how many, pardon my finance definition versus the engineer's definition.
Yeah.
But essentially the distance from the home to the treatment plant and how many force mains it rolls through, how many connectors are flowing through. There's
okay.
Special service keeps a special fee sheet based on all that just for most of it.
So you're going to treat the capital recovery fee
as a revenue.
As a revenue. Because we are going to service.
And it is a revenue. It's a service fee. It's a fee for hooking up to the county okay. sewer system. Part of three fees.
And that's going to change the yes, balance of the fund.
Correct. The accounting of it will go into be recorded as revenue versus an escrow. Escrow is a liability. Back when it was an impact fee, when it was originally an impact fee, the revenues would come in as an escrow because they were liability pending construction of the sewer lines, pending construction of the home. And if not used within 10 years, it had to be refunded back to the constituent.
Right. I know we were running in the previous two cycles, the operating fund was in deficit. We were tapping general reserve. So you're saying this is going to...
This is going to help. Next Tuesday, Councilman Smiley had asked me to come back to the Finance Committee to give brief an update again on the investments, a couple other questions he had, and also he had sent a request that the council members wanted to see 2013, 14, and 15, how the reserves were going up or down in the sewer fund. So we're putting all that together right now. There's a lot of components, and that's what I'm trying to get ironed out right now.
Okay.
It's not just a matter of revenues and expenditures. There's liabilities, there's encumbrances. There's a lot of changes, but we're going to have all this ready for Tuesday.
Okay.
So I'll give you an update on that recovery for the sewer.
You have $3.5 million in delinquent sewer fees out there now, it seems like.
Yes, that's our estimate. I'll let Russ Morris.
Any major players with that?
$3.5 million is the estimated revenues that we'll receive from delinquent sewers. The number is actually higher than that.
Okay.
Next year we would expect to receive $3.5 million. This year we're actually, even though it says 3.5 here, we looked at last month's revenue, and it's coming in faster than we had expected this year. So this year's number will be even higher than 3.5.
Okay. Any major outstanding delinquencies that we should be aware of? I know for NBF, we had a major delinquency there for many, many years. Is there anything like that out there currently?
I don't know, Russ.
The largest amount is in residential sewer.
Okay.
So that's scattered throughout thousands of accounts. And one of the reasons that we're seeing it jump up very quickly right now is that one of the larger banks, which had been receiving delinquency notices for their mortgage holders, suddenly began sending in payments on the sewer, which they hadn't done for the past 2 years. So we're seeing a larger number of delinquent accounts being settled up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Councilman Weiner.
Yes, are you at liberty to say what major bank?
Does it make a difference? It happens to be Bank of America.
I was going to say that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
I guess the other biggest thing in the sewer fund is that, with water conservation, our revenues continue to, that's why they're not climbing.
And your major industrial users are not.
Some of them aren't busy, right?
OK. accounts be packaged.
Just before we get too far, I'll hold it on a sidebar, but I did receive a notice that United's going to go to monthly.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully, we're not going to get in, or we'll be prepared this time.
We will be prepared, and they'll be prepared, but it's still, we're still looking into, you know, everyone for the future as to how we want to calculate the sewer, whether it is going to total usage and a percentage of the total usage. We're still looking at the different options. There's also the one option out there of the water companies, including it on their monthly bill. I'm not sure what the cost of the county would be, but then the county would take the revenues in monthly too. So there's it just helps us, I guess, give a grip, a push to continue on looking at, because it's been this way since, I think, about 1978. I know the sewer fees used to be calculated on front footage. It was a big part of calculation. That was done away with. We'll stay with this. So it's been here for a long time.
The county deals with, what, three or four major water suppliers regarding this? City of Wilmington,
okay.
United,
five.
I'm going to say City of Wilmington,
Artesian,
City of Newcastle.
Okay.
So it's at least four or five.
City of Newark.
City of Newark. City of Newark.
Yeah,
City of Newark.
Some.
Okay.
And they're all going to be monthly.
They're all going to move to a monthly billing.
Actually, it's just about wraps up. All right, if we move on to page 10, you can see where the money's spent for the average sewer bill, the costs associated.
Well, this isn't, it is reflected on here. What is the status with the contract with the city? I think we paid $19 million last fiscal year.
Yes. Dave Delgrani is the expert on the City of Wilmington treatment.
Yeah, Dave Delgrani, Finance Office. We're currently working with our consultants to obtain more information from the City of Wilmington on the information that went into their Honeywell project in regards to the treatment of the biosolids and the fact that the stone electric producing plant. Our negotiations haven't been as successful as we'd like them to be. I think we're a little bit apart in some of the assumptions that go into the contract. So once we get the information back from this RFI, which has not gone out yet, it's still sitting in the attorney's office right now. We're hoping we can get a little more, have more information to give at that point.
So we are actively negotiating with the city?
Yes, we are. Yes. We've had a series of extensions. A couple months here, a couple months there. I think we're on number five or number six now. And that the current extension has expired. And once we get to June 30th, we'll be 1 year past our initial contract termination date. So essentially, the exec office is looking for a price that's fair and equitable for our sewer customers. And we just want to make sure that what we're being charged is fair. It's not proportional share of the expense.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, if we move on, we can go to page 11. Use of money and property category revenues totaling $8.4 million. You can see it's the interest earnings, the impact fees, the RTT capital, City of Wilmington, and rent. We go on to page 12. To see the sewer, the service charges and fees in general fund from the various row offices, public safety, recreation.
Councilman Street.
I know you don't have it in front of you, but at some point, could I have a breakdown of the miscellaneous costs? I see the star, it says includes library fines, property maintenance, and insurance recoveries. And I know it's not $3 million worth of library fines. And I'm curious as to $1.3 million change in revenue from last year to this year. So if you could give me the detail for the 3 years for the miscellaneous, I'd appreciate it.
We may have, we don't have it yet, right? Do I have to get it?
We'll have to get that.
Okay. Get that for you, Councilman. All right, if we go on to page 13. Licenses and permits, and here again, the numbers on the land use reflect their fee increases. And down below, you see the revenues for the building permits. They're up now to about $3.6 million. They weren't, I had to go back to 2006 to find out when they were last up around this number, $3.7 million. Wow. From 2006, they just went on a steady decline, of course. And around 2012 started to increase. 2014, it went down a little bit, but now they're stabilizing again. So the outlook's pretty good, it seems to be, for all, a lot of our revenues, you know, that are tied to this tax.
Nice recovery in the building permits.
Mm-hmm.
If I may add, yes. Dave Belgrandi, Finance Office, we just dropped off land use's budget presentation, which is next Monday. Included in that is a fee schedule, which highlights all the recommended fee adjustments. They had a consultant come in to look at their fees and give recommendations to the land use department. And our revenue budget was based upon consultant suggestions. So that's all detailed in your land use presentation that you should have on your desk when you go back to your office. Thanks. No, thank you. And the proposed fee increase, it totals about $240,000 in revenue in 2016. So it's not an exorbitant amount, it's just about $240,000.
Yeah. Okay, if we move on to page 14, it'll be the intergovernmental revenues. See the paramedic reimbursement from the state of Delaware, the real estate transfer tax fee, the fees that we get for collecting the real estate transfer tax for the other municipalities in the state of Delaware. Chancery reimbursements, the Department of Justice, our indirect cost plan, and other reimbursements.
So yeah. The paramedic reimbursement is essentially 30% of our total cost on an annual
yes.
basis. Right, it's not a fixed amount, it's 30%
no,
of 30%. Whatever we report to them as our total costs.
Our expenditures for the quarter.
Okay. And hopefully
they pay.
They don't play around with that.
So far they haven't.
Like, they've driven it down. It used to be...
One time it was 60, then down to probably 40.
60 to 40.
40, then to 30. There's not too much left. Still a large number, but 30%.
It's always something the state looks at every year when they come time for budget cycle for them.
Down below are the special assessments, the light tax fund, and the crossing guards. You see the use of available cash balances, general fund zero, sewer fund zero. We go to the next page, 15, are the estimated grants for 2016. Community services, public safety. If we have any grant questions, we have departmental reps.
Yes, first Councilman Street, then the auditor. Yes, Councilman Street.
Tell me this is program money and doesn't include capital.
Yes, that is correct.
Is there something in here that just shows capital?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. I don't want anybody to say I blindsided and all that, but I'd like to sometime, not today of course, get a breakdown of the previous 2 years of this page.
You want to see the actual or you want to see the budget? Prior 2 years?
Yes. Actual, real.
Okay.
Yes, Bob Wasserbach, County Auditor.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Bob Wasserbach, County Auditor. And I know there's some public safety people here and community services people. I know in this past fiscal year, the county engaged a professional grant writer, I think, to write some grants that were more complicated or something like that. I was just wondering what the success of that program was.
We would, I have to get back to you on that with an answer on that question. With the success, where it's at, the status. Sometimes writing a grant, I believe you may not see the success for 3 or 4 years, may take sometimes to see success on a grant writing, depending on how long the time frame is or the open for the grant.
Okay. Can I get a list of what grants they've applied for?
Can you state your...
Bob Wasserbach, County Auditor. Can I get a list of what grants have been applied for? Thanks.
Councilman Street.
Do we get any money from the school district for collecting all that money and giving it to them?
No. What it used to be, what it was always in the past, was there were the days that you, from the time period that you collected till the time of reimbursement, were able to earn interest. Am I correct, Rob? Would you say that's correct? I'm just no reflecting back my earlier days here, but and of course back in the days of the high interest rates, our fees were pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
today's world, no, our fees are not very good.
Well, obviously it's not fair for me to actually ask questions I already know the answer to, but folks scream and holler and call us everything but children of God over taxes, the predominance of which are not county taxes, and we reap absolutely nothing for it. That was imposed upon us, and it seemed to me that for collecting the money alone, we should generate some revenue. It's a matter of fundamental fairness.
Is there any administrative fee built into the collection of this, you know?
No.
We just pass the money through as we collect it.
Oh, it is.
And any mere pittance, I guess, that we could earn in today's interest world, which isn't much.
But we're only 30-something years into this, doing this for free.
Mm-hmm. This is what the code says.
Right. If we wanted to impose an administrative fee for the collection of the school taxes, it would probably require some action by the General Assembly, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that'll just get herds of votes for that.
Yes.
Yep.
Right. Yes. I think they're all looking to help. Just another one of those issues, you know, you could start the state passed on. I mean, the dogs, we picked up the dogs.
Right. I think everybody, every district councilman, every member of county council is always, at least I can tell you personally, I'm always explaining to my constituents that 70% of that local tax bill does not go to the county, it goes to the school districts. And it's a tiresome mm-hmm. task to explain that to people, but it never seems to be a question I fail to respond to.
We also incur the expense trying to collect their delinquencies.
Oh, we have costs associated mm-hmm. with that as well. So we're the ones who initiate the take into a property sheriff's sale or recover. We can't tack that into the cost of the sheriff's sale somehow.
Now, how that's handled through the sheriff's sale, I am not sure. I'd be wrong if I tried to answer that. The cost, where the costs are taken off, that would be a legal question.
Okay. It's a large burden, believe me.
It is a large burden. So if we move on to page 16, there's a list of the contingencies for council, executive, severance and salary adjustments. You're pretty consistent with last year. Page 17 takes us into our debt service.
speaking of our bond ratings, our outstanding debt. Our legal debt margin.
Couple questions here. So Moody's rates is AAA. Is that their system that they use for a AAA?
Yes.
Not capitals?
Yes.
They have a, they use the lowercase on the other two.
Capital A, double N, double low, small
okay.
case.
That's their system. AAA by all rating agencies.
AAA.
So our outstanding debt, all debt is over $400 million.
Yes, in principal, and $227 million interest. $163 million. If you go to page 19, it shows a breakout between various funds.
And where are we in regards to our debt limit?
On the general fund, we're very, very low. It's currently, what, 0.9%? And the allowable is 3%. The county's very low. The county's managed to stay low. It's good management of, you know, the capital spending is obviously where it went up. If you look at page 18, on the graphs, the first graph a little bit is tells what it's all funds, and you got the general and sewer. But what it shows is, I think last week during the capital, what I was trying to explain was when you're going to issue the debt, because I know you would ask when we're going to issue debt again, and I said probably about 2 or 3 years. That's when we generally try to, and it's when you see the graph starting to tail off is where you're looking to pick up your new debt. And generally, you would have seen 2016, 2017, and even 2018 a little bit, but the monies that we saved were mostly in 2016 and 17. So that's why that those ends of the graph are lower than what you see in 2019. Normally, they would be higher or equal to. The important piece is to see the out years declining, which is what allows you to issue your, you know, future debt without increasing your debt service too much.
Councilman Sheldon.
Mike, could you go to number page 17 back up, and I don't know who you... This always fascinated me, and I never knew it. The assessed taxable rate or value.
Yes.
How do you come up with that, $18.6 billion? What's that kind of like include?
That's provided to us by our friends from assessment, Mr. Doug Sensabaugh.
I do the numbers.
How about that? I say
Doug Sensabaugh, property assessment. We make estimates every year of what we think the assessment total will be. Of course, after that, it's just a fundamental question of how much revenue is needed. And the rates magically appear.
Okay, so that's like all the county, the properties and everything that's out there, the assessed value of that. We're thinking Newcastle County's worth $18.6 billion if somebody wanted to come in and buy us.
Basically, yes, based on 1983 levels.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
really,
if you went back to, Councilman, back to page 7, you'll see the taxable assessment, which is where the 18.6 comes from, in the column for 2016.
Oh, gotcha.
But I think there, you know, it's a good point to make that, just to restate, last time we were, you know, assessed property values was in 1983. So we're trying to make all the properties new construction reflect what 1983 assessed values were.
I thought they'd all been at the same time.
It's an interesting conundrum.
And very difficult to explain to taxpayers.
Anyway, that's it for the rest. This is schedules of the outstanding debt between the sewer general, a couple of our state revolving loans that are outstanding. That is the end of the book. One
one schedule I was going to get prepared for council, we haven't got it completed yet, is the tax revenues that we anticipate from the various incorporated areas and the services that they receive. If everyone will have a copy of that schedule. I know, I think Councilman Sheldon or someone did that before last year.
Yeah, yes.
So we're getting that all put together. Maybe by next week I'll have it for you.
Okay.
Pass out, I'll be able to pass out to council.
If I could just to revisit the sewer fund issue. So by recalculating and reclassifying the revenues that we're getting from the capital recovery, the sewer fund shifts into at least a balanced state, or is possibly running
well
in positive.
I would say it'll be looking more positive for probably the next 4 to 5 to 6 years, because these capital recovery fees we're going down as a liability, and I'll show you in the calculation when you come up to the calculation for available funds, available cash dollars. It's money that's backed out, that's not being considered available cash. Whereas it is, it's county's cash. Capital recovery fee that we collect.
Doesn't that revenue stream, isn't that dedicated toward the debt service?
It's collected for the capital costs.
Okay.
And therefore, one could say we use it for the debt service. Or you could say it's designated for the debt service. But in any case, it's used for the debt service in the budget associated with those costs.
Which is part of the operating budget. Of the sewer system.
Yes.
Interest payments on the debt. Is that
principal and interest payments? Any principal and interest payments do that here?
Okay.
Are inclusive in the budget for what we're collecting as capital recovery fees.
An interesting discussion on reserves.
Yes.
Because it seemed in the previous 2 years, you know, we were really taking the reserves down pretty far down on the sewer fee, on the sewer fund.
Well, each year we would appropriate, we have appropriated, you know, a couple million here or there of the capital recovery as necessary. Some were being drawn down. But this year is going to start also, it'll be recorded as a revenue each year instead of a liability. As Nass said, we had a meeting with the auditors, the outside auditors and all that. Everything's appropriate.
So essentially that reserve fund should remain pretty much the same.
Should stabilize.
Stabilize.
For the next 4 or 5, 6 years.
Okay.
I believe. And also, not the next finance committee, but I'm hoping by the following finance committee, I've been saying I was going to try and do a PowerPoint to try and explain and show everyone how the three basic components that we have in the finance, which is the budget, how it interacts with accounting, and how the treasury, the cash management, and the cash side all interact. So I'm hoping, I'm going to ask, hopefully, to get on to the next agenda, because in May that'll be going out for surgery, so I'm going to try to get it done in April, get that squared away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you'll have a clearer picture of, hopefully everyone will, how
you're X-ray.
How it works, where the reserves come from for both capital, I mean for sewer and general.
Well, the positive, numbers coming out of the real estate market in general are going to help buoy the county's finances. Well, and it seems as if the foreclosure crisis has kind of abated quite a bit too. So, for now, the sheriff's office is not recording nearly.
No, those revenues are going down.
Yeah,
right. But which is expected.
Which is a positive thing, actually.
It is a positive
thing. Okay. Any other questions, comments from members of council concerning the revenue summary with the contingencies and debt service part of the FY 2016 budget hearing today?
Mr. Chairman, I have just a matter under item other.
Yes. One moment, sir. Let me just close off this. Any other questions from the public concerning revenues, debt service, and contingencies? All right, we'll move along to other. Yes, Councilman Wyman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of council. Just a reminder, tomorrow we have the continuation of the technology subcommittee meeting. We had a good first meeting. We're looking forward to try and find some consensus so we can get back to the executive committee meeting. We have a presenter tomorrow who would service potentially our independent computer system and give us all regular reports as to who else might be looking at our email systems, and that would be done on an automatic basis. So we can all come with questions and try to learn how that could be done. Thank you.
Okay, and that meets at 1:30?
Yes, 1:30.
Okay. That's since we have no special services, it kind of fits right in the
yes.
slot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, any other public comment? Do I have a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, this phase of the 2016 budget hearing is adjourned on revenues, debt service, and contingency.